I'm so grateful to have the honor to introduce Pat McClure today. She's one of our favorites here at Word and Life, and I'm always impressed by her energy and her insight. She's often asked why she doesn't write books. Her answer is that her first response when she sees something happening in the world is to create a project in the community to deal with challenges. Pat thinks of herself as a field worker. She's a California rancher's daughter who learned firsthand what agricultural field work was all about. The planting, the watering, the weeding and pruning, and the harvest. She's an artist who knows how to paint what she's planted. She grew these in her garden a few years ago and painted them before they went into the pot. Besides painting, she has planted and developed new arts endeavors in every community she's ever lived in. Pat's a sustaining trustee of the Santa Barbara Art Museum. She encourages all of you to stroll over to the museum and take in the current show of David Wiesner's paintings, a remarkable artist whose award-winning picture books and new graphic novels are considered a contemporary arts phenomenon, morphing and changing the power of illustration. Those same principles of planting and teaching new ways of using the eye and the brain led to a decade of work developing community intelligence at city and county levels, as well as schools. Here's one of Pat's old report covers from her mid-80s work with Community Human Intelligence Project. Consider the possibility of a learning society in which everyone across all the ages and populations is given the opportunity to acquire new skills and thinking. By deliberately making an effort to learn and think collaboratively, we can form ecologies of intelligence within each community. In this manner, we can geometrically increase the effect of our linked capacities to process vast amounts of information for problem solving, decision making, and the creation of new realities. One of these projects involved a task force formed by leaders of the city and county who were attempting to solve the rise of public inebriation in our streets. And street violence was suddenly showing up in downtown Santa Barbara. They hired Pat's project and its thinking processes and discovered that the problem was not one of public inebriation, which had been their working assumption, but it was really the first sign of what we've learned to call homeless people just starting to migrate here. A completely different problem and solution. It was one of the many projects centering on civil intelligence in communities and schools that resulted in Pat's being given the MacArthur Award. The field of collaborative learning and practice that engages her now is what we're doing this morning. Identifying the emerging paradigm that is throwing our old cultural expectations into such disarray and planting new perception and practice that can help us grow into the next version of human being that is clearly underway today. Welcome, Pat. So nice to have you.